Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Grog. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking incrementalism, those small changes in tight cycles that allow security programs to make big benefits. Today is Academy Days. I've waited my whole life for this day. Or at least my whole week. Academy Days is when we bring people in and interview them for my new Academy team. And it's an intensive interview process, right? But it didn't start out that way. If you look at us today, we do technical testing, computerized, standardized, of course. We do personality testing, computerized, standardized, right? We put them through 50-minute speed interviews with the key stakeholders. And then we take a select number out to lunch to get to know them better. That is a lot. And believe you me, it did not start there. Nope. It started a lot simpler, and each round we made a little bit better. Now, if someone was to try to duplicate that process and go, oh, well, here's all the things that Wolf's doing, try to jump to that level, it's going to look very daunting and very difficult. So the tip to you is increments, and loops. You can do amazing things with increments and loops, as any comp side person will tell you. One thing in a security program is you can figure out what those loops are, quarterly, monthly, weekly, what those looping activities look like, maybe even daily. Monitoring, vulnerability management, DR testing, IR testing, those types of things. Figure out what you're going to do and start with whatever you can do now. No more, no less. Don't overthink it. Don't look at it, whatever. Oh, Wolf says he's doing all these things. No. Whenever I talk to someone with a security program and they are hesitant to start, it's usually because they think they need to be up to here, when really you can start here. It's great to start there. And then each increment, right? At the end of it, capture lessons learned and debrief. And the beginning of the next one, look back at those lessons learned and change just one thing. Just one. Doesn't matter what it is. Improve just one thing. Now you may wonder, what one thing, right? What should I improve? What should I work on? Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can improve what's going well, which is my favorite way, amplify where you're rocking it out, and get better at that. Now, what that means is over time, you'll get better and better at doing what you're good at. Now, you may say, wait a minute. There are key things that we're not good at that we need to improve on. Totally get it. So another area is to improve where you're not good. Trick number one with that is to take areas where you're not very good, and rather than just improving those, find areas where your team is killing it to address those weaknesses, right? So if you guys are really, really good at metrics, but are sucking at communication, maybe use the metrics to drive better communication, or vice versa. If you're really, really good at communication, but you suck at metrics, amp up your communication to address the metrics gap. So you take these programs, you loop, you get better on each loop, and in each loop you look at ways that you're doing well and you grow that out, you look at ways you're doing poorly and you address that and minimize those. And that's the way that each loop, each time, each increment, you get better and better, and each loop, each time, each increment, the approach you're taking gets more geared towards where your team is good, where you're passionate, and where they really add value, and minimizes all those areas where they don't. But just change one thing. That's it. Have you seen a good incremental security program? Seen one that's working real well, or maybe could use some help? Comment, social media, hit me up.